Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Well, this morning, Charlie Pierce is here from the city of Ellsworth. If you're new to the area, he is the city manager, and you've got some exciting new things to share today.
But wanted to give you a quick update. I think one of the most important updates is starting on a Friday, nomination papers will be available for city council. We have three open seats this year on city council. We have one open seat for the Ellsworth Library Trustee and two open seats for the Ellsworth School Board. So please stop in if you're interested. There's such amazing, important work that we're doing here at City Hall, and yes. I highly encourage folks to get involved. We're also doing some kind of great strategic planning, aligning new work plans, huge initiatives moving forward. The deadline, once you pull papers, will be Friday, September 5th at 12:30 p.m. to get nomination papers returned to the city clerk's office. Again, that's Friday. They're open this Friday for nomination papers and then returned by Friday, September 5th. You're required then 50 registered voters on the nomination papers. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And then things are getting electrified, huh?
Yeah, things are getting electrified. So we've worked with Revision Energy. They've been a great partner on this effort and to get eight new EV chargers placed at City Hall. So they are operational and working right now. We're switching to a pay-for EV charge model. There was previously two free chargers over at the Franklin Street parklet area, and we're going to be decommissioning those and going to an exclusively paid-for model. The city was spending about $7,000 a year in kind of free electricity for that piece. And so expanding capacity of EV chargers, but also, you know, that's 36 cents a kilowatt hour. I think we're at like 24 cents is what the pay-for from the meter rate is. So also hopefully making a little money off the EV chargers going forward instead of spending money on it.
All right. Sounds great. And more information coming up in part two of City Scene in just a few minutes on Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
And part two this morning, Charlie Pierce is here, city manager of Ellsworth. And let's hear about some of the other things. I know one thing is getting a lot of people excited about a four-day work week. Sonny was talking about that on the news.
Oh, just had that study from Boston College.
So what's the deal with that?
Yeah, so we, you know, this is sort of a long time coming here. Before I arrived, they'd modified the City Hall schedule from the, I think, more traditional 8:30 to 5 to a... Now, the current operating hours, which is Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 5, Thursday, 8 to 6:30, Friday, 8 to 12:30. That's, you know, I think upon arrival, that's...
Huh? What? Wait a minute. What day was what? Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, and we're not getting a ton of people, like, knowing that we're open late on Thursday. And people are coming at 1:30 on Friday because, you know, they don't know it's the 12:30 close. So, Councilor Halloran and I, in our negotiations with the Clerks Union, we ironed out what we think is a much more predictable... consistent schedule of a four-day, but would be the most expansive four-day schedule. It's not a reduction in operating hours. It's actually an expansion from 42 hours of City Hall opening to 44 hours. Hmm. But it would be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So every Monday through Thursday of the week, you can come to City Hall at 7:30, 7 o'clock even.
Or before or after work.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, I think as your study probably showed, there's a lot of benefit for staff. Again,
absolutely.
It's not a reduction of hours, but being able to do, not have to take work time off to do personal errands and things on the Fridays, which they would now have open. So we really think this is a much more consistent open schedule. But also, we have a great volunteer day. I think one of the things I love of Ellsworth is we really take pride in this place and we take care of it together. And we have a City of Ellsworth and Heart of Ellsworth are hosting a downtown collaborative downtown cleanup day on August 1st. Between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m., volunteers will meet at the Franklin Street parklet. That's right downtown, right in kind of Center City Hall area. And we'll be handing out assignments to tackle key projects across the downtown area. So if you'd like to join us, you can sign up at the website, ellsworthmaine.gov, or you can just show up at 9 a.m.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. And that's this week's City Scene on Star 97.7.